Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mount Tomah Perry Gold tied at 24 in this boys game. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by a very happy Mount Tomah girls basketball coach, Del Leonard. And Del, 30-16, you guys defeat Perry Gold. If someone had told me before the game that the Rams, Lady Rams only scored 16 points, I would tell them they would have been crazy.
You thought it was the first quarter.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, again, I know he's going to get mad at me, but Mitch Husky has, we'll throw things at him and he'll kind of give us feedback, and he's just been so helpful and spent a lot of time. And, I told you on the last broadcast, I said, look, buddy, I know he misses coaching. He's one sure. of the best I've ever been around, and he goes out and just let him take care of the defensive game plan, and it's, they're listening, and I just love it. I love having that. That's a huge advantage, and he's made a big difference for us in that area. And then offensively, it's a little bit slow, and then we just had to start knocking down shots, and got some shots to fall, and Kate Gilbert came in there and hit some shots and gave us some energy. And sometimes kids just got to play. You get caught up sometimes trying to run this or run that, and you just go play. Just go attack them. I thought that they were struggling guarding Kate off the dribble, and Emma as well used it. It's really, if you'd have told us we won 30-16 and then Peyton didn't play most of the first half, I mean, that's big. And there's so many, the job that Anna Grace Foreman and Kyra Penn and Addison Yates shared to guard those two big post players for them, just such an exceptional job. And then, the first time we played them, their post players really hurt us. The second time we played them, their guards hurt us. And then tonight, everybody was really good defensively and listened. And, it's like Emma Martin at halftime says, hey, coach, can Kate guard number 22, Beasley, because she's the taller guard,
yeah,
and then let me and Peyton switch everything with those other two. I mean, that's for a kid to have that high of a basketball IQ is
absolutely
unbelievable, and that's just a huge thing. And I trust them, and I want them to say stuff like that, we may not always do it, but we did that, and it worked well for us, and really good group. And I thought every kid that played, every kid that played had a huge factor in the win. The bench, whenever we walk through things in practice and say, okay, if they set up in a 1-4 high, this is what they're doing. If they set up like this, this is what they're doing. And our bench was calling their plays before they would get into them.
Yeah.
And that's how invested all 12 girls were tonight. And, there's been times this year where we've dropped some things we shouldn't. We dropped some games we probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Especially in non-conference early when we're trying to – find a flow substitution-wise and stuff like that as coaches. And then even you look at both Jonesboro games, I feel like our kids believe they should have won that. I think our kids felt like they should have beat Paragold at Paragold. But when tough times hit, as they will for everybody later on in life, we all have tough times. When tough times hit, most high school teams, they crumble, they turn on each other. This team never has.
Yeah.
And, we've got some great kids, and I'm really proud of them. And I thought that every kid every single kid was totally invested in what this team needed to do tonight, and that was a huge, huge win for our basketball team.
Well, it was a huge win because now you move into a tie for second in the 5A East.
Wow. I mean, I really, you know, as soon as that buzzer went off, my mind went straight to Tuesday night, and, you know, I should try to enjoy these type games more and follow my own advice. I told the girls in the locker room, enjoy this one and then start getting your mind on Tuesday, and that's a big one. I mean, we're both right there battling. We're kind of right there with each other, but, you know, I'd much rather see a team that starts to play really well and starts to flow and gel in February than one that's rolling in November and then drops off.
Well, you do look ahead to Tuesday. This is a Marion team. They only scored 30 points here. I don't expect them to do that at their place.
Hey, that I don't know who that was to or here at our place.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not what they're capable of.
Right.
I mean, that team is very, very talented, and they've started to play a little bit, a lot. They started to play a lot. They, you know, they mercy ruled Searcy tonight. They beat somebody else handily. Or, no, they should have beat Nettleton last Friday night, and they ended up losing in overtime, and we all know how good Nettleton is. Marion's very, very talented. We probably won't worry a whole lot about running offense as much these next 2 days as we will just working on how to, you know, not get trapped or how to help each other when we are trapped, because they'll just kind of run a helter-skelter, you know, scrambling all. That's what they're going to do, and we're going to work really hard on getting ready for that and just keep doing what we're doing defensively. Man, what a great win for our kids tonight.
Again, congratulations on the win and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you. This is fun right now. It's
a lot
of fun, and can't wait to start getting ready for the next one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dell.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Mount Home head girls coach Dell Laird. Let's take a look at our scoring summary of this boys game real quick. Right now leading the way for Mountain Home is Talon Benton with 7 points, 6 so far for Hunter Bashirs, 5 for Wyatt Gilbert, and 2 each for Luke Cruz, Colton Peters, and Matt Jones. As for Perry Gould, they've got already 1 player in double figures. That is Hunter Wilmus with 10 points, 9 so far for Jonah Treese, and 5 for Nathan Lear. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home and Perry Gould tied at 24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.